Good morning and welcome to Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott and I'm coming to you this morning from my study here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. My most humble apologies that we weren't able to record a video last week. We had returned from Hawaii, and even though our antivirus software was up to date, we ended up with a virus. And so my operating system didn't allow us to record last week. And I missed recording and being with you, but it's good to be back today. And I wore a Hawaiian shirt. You may notice it's not very loud, but a Hawaiian shirt for today's recording. Aloha. It is good to be back on the mainland. And having spent a week in Hawaii, we heard aloha a lot. And actually, we saw aloha. In Hawaii, aloha is more than just a greeting. It's actually a concept of peace and being in relationship and welfare for the community, for one another. Definition might say it's a word for love or affection, peace, compassion, and mercy. Oftentimes used as a greeting, we might say peace and not really mean it. But when the people of Hawaii say aloha, it's a warm greeting intended to extend a part of who they are and their culture, especially to those of us who are visiting, and hopefully to those who live on the island. So I was struck by this sense of aloha when we were there, and I saw it play out in many ways as the locals were working and we were there on vacation, and as they were kind and provided hospitality and demonstrated their patience for us. Other ways I saw aloha, I think was seeing how the islands, and we were on the Big Island in particular, how connected they are to the elements and to the creation around them, to the ocean and to the environment around them. How, what a reminder that is if you're on an island that literally is five volcanoes that's surrounded by the ocean. It's a reminder that within the context of God's economy, we're relatively small and actually need to rely upon one another, especially in an island context where there you live and your neighbors aren't that close. I mean, be off of the island, that you become a community together. And that struck me. One of the things that we were on the west side of the island, of the Big Island, Kona, on the Kona coast. And there's one two-lane highway that runs, I guess it's north and south. And so everybody is on that highway, and the speed limit's 55 miles an hour, and by and large, that's the speed people drive. We didn't see too many speed traps, but indeed, people seem to be following the speed limit, and you could tell when a local pulled out from a surfing spot, and they went the speed limit, which is highly unusual here on the mainland. This whole notion of aloha reminded me of the Old Testament concept that we've sort of carried over into our New Testament gospel lives, the concept of shalom, living in relationship, living in community, living for the good for the greater good, not just our individual good. And I think at the heart of Christianity, while each of us has a personal relationship with Jesus, that relationship invites us in, really requires us, urges us to then reflect our love not only for God but for our brothers and sisters in Christ. And I think that's the living out of aloha, as they call it on the island. Shalom, as it's referred to in the Old Testament. It's really a sharing of who you are and acknowledging your relationship with others and in all aspects of your life, not hoarding or taking too much for yourself. If you think in an island context where there literally are limited resources, and if the ship doesn't come in, you only have what you have. And that, I think, at our best is how we live into into Christ's love for us and demonstrate that to one another. It's interesting to me, as I was doing a little research on Aloha, that it must not come natural even on the island, because in 1986, the Aloha Spirit Law was enacted, which mandates that state officials and judges in Hawaii treat the public with aloha. It's unfortunate we have to pass a law to require people to be nice and generous and loving with one another. But in fact, that seems to be the case. And the law that we have been given is a law that has been given to us by God through Jesus. And, you know, when Jesus asked, what is the greatest law? It's to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the second, like it, is to love your neighbor as yourself. Let that be the law that is laid upon our hearts, that whether we think of it as aloha, whether we think of it as shalom, of peace, let us love one another as we have been loved. You may notice here on my desk is a rooster. And while Jake has moved up the mountain into El Dorado Hills, Roger and Cece Linder gave me this rooster as a reminder of Jake and the importance of proclaiming that the sun is risen, no matter the time of day or day of the week. So as we reflect on aloha, reflect on shalom, let us be reminded that it is only possible to think about living into that kind of peace with one another, because the sun has indeed risen. Thanks be to God. I look forward to seeing you next week on Hump Day. Hallelujah.